road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Part two today of the drive on Two for Tuesday. I really want to talk with you about a fun website called TACK, TACKK.com. Now, if you really want to be super cool, there's also an album by the Icelandic group, musical group, Sigur Rós, of the same name. But the website, TACK.com, T-A-C-K-K.com, is a great place to stick your pinky toe into the world of EdTech, and here's why. It's designed in such a way that it will very easily communicate with almost any learning management system. So if you use Blackboard or Moodle or Edmodo, it should talk back and forth with those fairly well. It's a great way to blog. And if you're a teacher and you're not blogging about something, my question to you is why. I podcasted on that previously, so go back and check that out. But blogging is critical because it gives us a chance to connect with others, and it gives us a chance to reflect on our practice of teaching, because you cannot improve your practice without reflection upon it. And I could probably count on my hand the number of teachers that I've met through 20 years that don't want to improve. Teachers always want to improve. They're always looking for something. So TACK is a great way to get started. You can blog in TACK. You can incorporate multimedia in TACK. So if there's a particular music that you like to listen to, you can put it in there. If you work with younger kids and you're trying to teach them some phonetics, and you've found an audio file that explains that well, or does the sound just perfect, you can find that and easily import it into TACK. And you can also, like, if there's a YouTube video that maybe goes along great with a lesson or sums up how you feel, or goes with a blog that you are talking about, TACK allows you to easily manipulate that video link into a blog. And it's very simple to do. In fact, each piece on your TACK blog, each piece you create, is chosen. In other words, if I want to have a headline, there's a bar that pops up and I just click headline and I can put my headline in. This is whatever. The next thing that I can do is I can choose then to import a picture or paste a picture's URL. So if you found the perfect picture somewhere on the internet, you can copy the URL and paste it right in there. TACK also links into hundreds of different websites and photo sharing places on its own. So if you already have a photo sharing account someplace, you can tie that in. Maybe you use Instagram a lot. I know my friend in Tuttle, Oklahoma, Jay Maxey, she uses Instagram all the time with her kids. In fact, if you want to see how to use Instagram in your classroom, just look on social media under OklaEd hashtag for Jay Maxey. I think it's Jay Maxey 1. And look for her, because she shares all kinds of things and she builds suspense through her pictures. And when kids have that suspense, they start looking forward. In fact, this summer, she mowed stuff in her yard and tweeted the picture to her students, asking them questions. It was great. And kids responded to that. It was really, really neat, really super cool. So if you want to see how to do Instagram with your classroom, check out Jay Maxey. The other things that you can do is you can insert a YouTube video or video from some other place. You can upload your own video to TACK. You can do all kinds of different things. And here's the beauty. Once you've got it into TACK, you can share it with everybody. And for a middle school teacher, and you're doing, let's say you're teaching social studies, and it's U.S. history. What you can do with TACK is you can take some of those things that you use in PowerPoint, which has been around forever, and you can freshen them up inside of TACK, and you can put clickable links in there and clickable buttons, and you can develop an interactive lesson that would take you the same amount of time to put together as your PowerPoint did. And now, once your lesson is complete, you can post it on the internet. You can now teach from TAC in your classroom if you want to. But not only that, you can put that link to the TAC in your weekly email to parents, and parents can see what you're doing in the classroom and help reinforce what you taught in school at home by going through this website with them, through TAC with their students, and they can also be refreshed on their U.S. history. Maybe you're an elementary school teacher and you're doing, like right now my daughter's learning how to do addition and with larger groups, like hundreds, and she's learning how to carry and borrow. So maybe in TAC, you link in, you click a quick blog spot, and so you put your blog in there, and the blog is this. This is what we're doing this week in math. This is how we work these kinds of problems out. Be sure and help your student if they need it. But now, us parents have a visual to how you're teaching your math class to those elementary school kids. And you can provide a link, or you can create your own quick lesson, and then you can share that in an email, in your weekly email with parents. And you can do that through TAC. And then now, at home, I taught high school math, I taught calculus, but there's things that my children have done these past couple weeks where I look at the problem and I scratch my head and I go, I'm not sure how your teacher wanted you to do this. But the teacher sent it home with me as homework, and the teacher expects it to be done when it comes back to class the next day. So if my kids' teachers can help me in that way see what they're doing, then I can support them at home. So TAC is really handy in that way. We get a weekly sheet from all of our teachers for all three kids that says, hey, here's what's coming up this week in our classes. TAC is excellent for that because you can put together a calendar on there and you can share with all your families with an interactive link now of everything that's coming up. And maybe there's some website information. I know a lot of school classrooms have a specific Shutterfly group for pictures and things like that. So in TAC, you can easily provide that link. And now, instead of parents looking at a sheet of paper trying to figure out, http://:// Now they've got that link and they can click the TAC and go right to those pictures and enjoy those pictures. So maybe you have a Facebook community, or I don't know, but when you have this TAC place set up, it's easy to set up, it's easy to change. You can copy a TAC, so if certain things of your week stay the same, you can copy and take out what you don't want, add in what you need to. It's really, really clean. It's really neat. You can customize it. It's not hard. It literally is. Choose what you want. A headline, a picture, a YouTube, a button. And you click it. And you fill in the information, and it's done. And then if you want to add another one, then you click again to add a headline, a blog, a YouTube, a sound, a button, or a map, or a whatever. You just click the little bar that you see on TAC, and you can go in and create a very dynamic lesson or information packet or whatever that you want to send out to your students. It really is a very, very cool, very handy website. And if you're on the fence about EdTech, is it here to stay or is it a fad or whatever, I truly believe it's here to stay. And I know that other things have been said to be the end-all, be-all. When moving pictures first came out, well, that was it. I mean, this was going to revolutionize teaching, and it didn't. And then when radio came out, that was going to revolutionize teaching, and it didn't. And then when television first came out, it was going to revolutionize, but it didn't. And I think, though, with the direction that educational technology is going, where it can be so interactive and so dynamic, I truly believe it's going to make a difference. How big of one, I'm not sure. But it's not going to go away. And as a teacher, adding one more thing to your plate is really difficult. And I get that. I totally get that. But also, stepping out of your comfort zone and trying out something different and new can be really refreshing. And maybe TAC is just the thing for you to do. And maybe by exploring TAC and learning how to use it, yes, maybe the learning time will be a little bit of a time commitment, which can be tricky. But what if in the long run, something awesome comes out of this. Or you make it such a strong part of your practice that it doesn't get in the way anymore. It's part of your normal teaching. Imagine that. So step out into the world a little bit. Educational technology is there. It's really great. And tech is a good learning tool, a good tool that you can start learning how to do some of these things if you're really nervous. Give it a try. TACKK.com. If you're on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll have the link up for the whole show. And you can go in and just click the link anytime you want and check out TACK. If you're listening to this on in your podcast, I'll make sure and have the TACK link in the notes of the podcast so that you can get to it from there. Remember, those of you out there listening to this, you're going to make a difference on somebody, whether you realize it or not, and you may never know. You may never know that you've done it, but you have an impact. You make an impact, and so make a positive impact. Thank you for all that you do as teachers. You guys are amazing, amazing people, and I'm so thankful that I have passionate teachers that poured into me as a student, and I'm thankful for the teachers that pour into my students, and you are those teachers, and I just thank you for that. Thanks for listening to The Drive, and be brilliant. Thanks for your feedback. We'll catch you next time.